Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, our valued listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab, your host for the show Islamic Upbringing. This show is dedicated to helping you raise your children according to Islamic principles. We have experts who will address your questions and challenges in this regard. Experts base the answers on the Noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio we have the pleasure to be with Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Oh, very warm welcome.
Thank you, and thank you to all the listeners as well.
Well, Brother Miqdad, we have some of the questions by parents today, so let's start with them. We have a question: how much should I push my 10-year-old son to wake up with the morning prayer? Well, that's a very, I think that's a challenge that's faced by many of the mothers and fathers. So what's your take on that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, it's an important question as well related to the morning prayer. So first and foremost, we discussed in the previous episodes about the different steps in relation to teaching children, boys and girls, about prayers and the importance of prayers and how to encourage them to make a habit of praying. So first and foremost, we start from a young age, from around the age of 6, 7, to slowly encourage them to pray. And this has to be done step by step. So firstly, it's just to perform the salah, for example, even one of them once a day, and then slowly to include wudu in it and to teach them how to perform the wudu, the ablution, and then increase the number of salah. So 2 salah a day, 3 salah, until you reach the, or 4 of them at least. You don't start with the morning prayer, Salat al-Fajr. We start with the Dhuhr and or the evening prayers.
Right.
And then slowly, as they grow old and around the age of 8, 9, 10, they should be ready and have got used to praying all their salah, except morning prayer, for example, with wudu and done properly. And what's important, and one of the key that's important, is that it should be done as a habit as well. Like, it creates a habit. It doesn't need to be enforced anymore. See, the first time you remind, second time you remind, then it becomes like, habit. This is what we do. Obviously, it's strongly encouraged that it's done in the masjid, in the local mosque, in the local center, as much as we can during the jama'ah prayer, whenever possible, or even doing the jama'ah prayer at home if it's possible. For example, if dad is at home, at least doing the evening prayers, for example.
Right.
Then to encourage them to pray it in jama'ah.
Right. So what is very important over here is that you said it should become a habit until they reach a age of puberty. But what most of the parents do is that they start when it's the age of puberty. But your take is that it should be started gradually and take it easy. You should be lenient while teaching them. What will happen if you will start all that at the age of puberty?
So firstly, it's not my take. This is what we have been taught by the Ahlul Bayt. For example, we have in hadith that as soon as a child can decipher from his left and right, then they should be encouraged to praying. Or as soon as they turn the age of 7, for example, they should be encouraged to praying. So we have been taught that children should be encouraged to pray from a young age. However, it's how we go about doing it that's very important, which inshallah I'll mention after the break.
Right. So you're listening to Islamic Upbringing. We are taking a short break right now, and we will resume soon with more on this show.
IRIB English Radio presents a priceless gift to parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother Miqdad, and we're discussing how to deal with children who do not wake up early for the morning prayers, and the parents who face this challenge. We have some answers for them. So, Brother Miqdad.
So what's important is to always go by with a lot of leniency and a lot of kindness, a lot of gentleness. It's a key principle in tarbiyah, a key principle in upbringing, is to always try and choose the path of leniency. So no punishment related, no negative association with it. It shouldn't come as a punishment. It shouldn't come as something heavy. It should come something as I like to do. However, I mentioned this. So sometimes parents tell me that, but I want to create in my child the love for prayer, and therefore I don't even tell them anything. No, there should be a balance as well. It's not that you want, because you want them to pray out of love, you don't even tell them anything until they reach the age of bulugh and they can start understanding. No. Islam teaches us, look, do it lenient, with a lot of leniency, a lot of kindness, a lot of love, but encourage it from a very young age, so that what happens is that you create a habit in them.
Right.
It doesn't become heavy. When it's the time to do it, see, if you wait till they become baligh, then it will be too heavy for them to be able to do it, because the nafs doesn't necessarily want to do it. It's new for them. So it's not the right time to start. And obviously right. There's a lot of other preoccupation. My mind is busy somewhere else. I've got other things to do. But if from a young age you've created this habit that when Adhan comes, we stop what we're doing and we just go to pray, even if it takes like 2 minutes, right? I mean, one of the things about leniency is not to do too much emphasis on the mustahabbat.
Right? Right.
The very fact that they've prayed, for example, and they get up, it's enough, right? Slowly, you can encourage the tasbih to Hadhrat Zahra, for example, which is very strongly recommended.
Right.
But slowly, right? And then slowly you can add a dua, for example. You can add a sajda, a shukr, a prostration to thank Allah. So these things should come slowly in a way that they get accustomed to it, they get a habit to do it, and they do it out of not feeling this heaviness.
Right.
At the same time, it's important to encourage it. I can't emphasize this important from a young age. So creating a habit. So as you've encouraged it, you've brought a bit of slightly less of strictness that, look, we are going to stop doing what we're doing, and we're going to pray. Even if it takes 2 minutes, we're going to pray quickly, and then carry on doing it. So you've added a bit of strictness, but at the same time, very kind, lenient, respectful, and not too overdoing it, basically. What happens is slowly, as they become older, it becomes a normal habit, something we do as a family, ideally, in the mosque, ideally. And then, obviously, not too late, but within a certain area when they've started to do this, then you start waking them up for Fajr.
Right.
When it comes to waking them up for Fajr, again, the principle doesn't change. The leniency is very important. So you wake them up very nicely, very kindly.
Calmly.
Not harshly, that you wake up or else. Or if you don't wake up, you'll get punished.
Right.
Or you splash them with water, for example. None of that, right? Very kindly, gently, once, twice. If some kids are heavy sleepers, then many times you'll take to gently cuddle them, tickle them, give us a time, and then encourage them to pray. They can even pray without wudu, for example, right at the beginning, if they're still 8, 9, for example. It's okay if they pray without wudu. The fact that they got out of bed, pray to rakah salah very quickly and go back into bed without even wudu, that's perfectly fine. And then slowly you encourage them to do wudu then, and then to stay awake a little bit more than just the 2 rakah salah. So these things need to happen with a lot of kindness and leniency and with the habit.
Right. You reminded me of how my mother used to wake me up. She would only open the door at the Fajr prayers and would say to us that God is really happy with you, that you're sleeping and the Fajr prayers. It's the time of Fajr prayers and you're sleeping. So it was a kind of taunt for us. So we would take it as taunt and we would just get up. Well, I would ask you after a short break, was even that way correct or not? So that many parents who do that, they get some advices. But we'll do that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, when a child becomes intellectually mature and is able to recite parts of the Quran, he should be taught how to pray.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing how to wake up children for morning prayers with leniency, with patience, with kindness. And Brother Miqdad is helping us.
I'm not going to mention exactly what way. Every parents have got their own way. They've got their own relationship with their children, about how they interact with their children, how they know how to encourage their children themselves. It's difficult for me to give one simple rule. The principles is what we want to mention over here. The principle of leniency, the principle of being kind. Sometimes if they miss, for example, let's say you've had a late night, for example, then it's okay if they can't wake up, right? Encourage them to recite the Qadha Salah, for example, during the daytime. But don't force it. If you know, for example, that they're really tired, it's going to be heavy on them, then let it be. Don't wake them up. Don't come in the morning and say, oh, I tried to wake you up, but you didn't wake up, or you were very lazy last night. Don't be negatively affecting them. If you know they're not going to wake up, don't even wake them up, right? Allow them to sleep. They don't have a responsibility. And then in the morning, you can encourage them to do the qadha.
The example that I gave you before the break was not before the age of puberty. It was obviously after the age of puberty. But our mother would like come to the room and she would open the door and she would say like, oh my God, they're still sleeping and God is happy with them. And she knew we are listening. And she would just go away and we would realize that we have done something that she's trying to say God is not happy with us. So we wake up that way. And then I remember after my marriage, I used to tell my husband, if you want to wake me up, don't taunt me. Just wake me up calmly. So that kind of made me realize maybe I didn't like her way of waking me up. Or maybe some parents do that. So
sarcasm. Sarcasm is a way of saying something and meaning the opposite.
Right.
It's one way to pass on a message. It's used in certain places. It's a form of eloquence, some I might say.
Right.
It's used in certain cultures more than others. As I mentioned, it's one way of interacting with a child. As long as it doesn't leave a negative taste, a negative idea, as long as it doesn't create pressure, then sarcasm could be used as well.
Right.
Another point to mention as well is that as much as we can, we help children in this as well. So, for example, encouraging them to sleep earlier at night.
Right.
So as a family, we make our timetable in a way that children go to sleep early at night so they can wake up for Fajr. You shouldn't expect a child to wake up for Fajr namaz if you've made your timetable in a way that you slept at 2 in the morning or at midnight, for example.
Right.
Or for example, in some countries, the water might be very cold for wudu, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And to help the child, for example, by making the water ready, for example, making it lukewarm. Or
create that environment.
Making the weather the weather, for example, if you need to switch on the if you have a prayer room or if you, the hall, for example, doesn't have a heater, for example, switch on the heater to make it warm for them to pray. To make the prayer mat ready.
Right.
Basically encourage them, making it easy for them. As much as we can, make it easy for them. So it keeps a pleasant and a love and a taste that they enjoy. It's a positive, so it encourages them more to carry on.
Right. And I remember you gave us the tips on how to make them sleep earlier. Long ago, I did a program with you. And one of these things was like, you know, if you change their clothes and make them wear pajamas, so the loose clothes, the whatever they're comfortable in, that will already make their mind ready to go for sleep. So you could go back to our archive, which is on www.parstoday.ir/en. You'll find it. Find a tab, COI, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our programs there if you want to listen again. So with that, we end our today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any questions, though, you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all.